The first thing you should do when evaluating which company to hire is to evaluate your property needs. Sit down and think hard about what kind of property you own. Make a list of the needs of the property that will have to be addressed by the management company you hire. Some areas to focus on are age. If your property is older, it will need to have a higher level of maintenance in order to keep it competitive. Structures. Some properties will have more than just one building. There might be fountains or sport courts. Another common building would be a laundry facility. All of these will require a company that has knowledge of how to care for these items. Equipment. Oftentimes, a property will come with equipment that assists with the care of the property. I recently purchased a property that came with a snowplow, a truck, and a car. There were also boilers that provide hot water to the residents. These items are part of the property and will need to be managed and cared for. Grounds. The landscaping on a single-family home may take very little work. If you own a larger property, however, it is a major expense and takes a lot of time. If a company doesn't have the resources to manage your landscaping, your property will suffer. Local laws. Each state and the cities within those states have varying laws and regulations on the rental industry. Be sure that a company is not just familiar, but well-informed about your market and its laws. Amenities. If you own a larger property, you will have multiple amenities, such as pools, fitness centers, and business centers that will need to be cared for on a continual basis. Administrative needs. Determine if your property needs an on-site or off-site manager. Also, determine what kind of accounting functions and reports you will want to see. Make sure a prospective company can meet those needs. Size. Whether your property is a single-family home or a large multifamily apartment building, there are companies that will specialize in your type of property. Don't make the mistake of hiring a company just because they want the business. Find the right fit. A good rule of thumb when evaluating a property management company is to make sure that it belongs to local and national trade organizations. Reputable companies belong to trade associations. Belonging to a trade association is an indication that the company is focused on improving its operations. You can find a list of prominent property management trade associations on the NAAHQ.org and IREM.org websites. Trade organizations also provide certifications based on intensive training. The National Apartment Association provides a certified apartment manager certification that takes hours of classroom and practical application to obtain. Also important are the crime-free certifications that these organizations provide. In Arizona, all of my properties have obtained 5-star certification, a program that has partnered with the state of Arizona to help reduce crime in apartment communities. It is a difficult certification to obtain and one that I am very proud of. Types of property management companies. As I mentioned earlier, there are many different types of property management companies. The types of properties you will find companies specialize in are commercial. Manages commercial buildings ranging from small offices to large skyscrapers. Leases to companies, not individuals. Cares for exterior and common aspects of commercial properties primarily. Enforces policy. Generates multi-year leases. Collects money from companies and manages commercial financial accounts. May offer space planning and architectural services. And may offer leasing services. Homeowners Association, HOA. Manages common-owned properties such as condominiums, master-planned communities, and subdivision housing. Generally manages only exterior elements, such as the landscaping, building exteriors, roofs, parking lots, etc. Enforces HOA policies. Manages HOA accounts. Collects HOA dues and pays HOA bills. Does not lease. And off-site management. Multifamily. Manages medium to large multi-unit apartment buildings. Maintains exterior and interior of buildings. Collects rents and manages property financial accounts. Enforces policies. And generates monthly to yearly leases. And also single family. Generally manages single family and duplex type investment properties to medium-sized properties. maintains exterior and interior aspects of property, collects rents and manages financial accounts, enforces policy, and generates monthly to yearly leases. There are other types as well, but these are the major ones. Each of these property types has specific needs that require a property management company well-versed in those needs.